Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Butler's Gold has been developed for later planting and is one of the golden grain varieties from OSU. It features in-use quality well above the norm and at the same time offers high yield potential. Butler's Gold delivers strong protection against stripe rust and leaf rust and consistent high protein content and protein quality. Test weight, protein, and baking qualities are similar to Double Stop CL+. Learn more about Butler's Gold by going to OKGenetics.com.
With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. Well, have you ever picked up a farmer's almanac and kind of wondered what all was inside of it? I had the opportunity to visit with the editor of the Farmer's Almanac, Sandy Duncan, and she basically described it as a calendar of curiosities, weather forecasts, gardening, and fishing.
Yeah. So like you said, it's kind of a calendar of curiosities. It's a calendar of weather forecasts. It's a calendar for gardening and fishing, kind of a book for everything. If you want to pick it up, you'll learn something every day. We call it a magazine or a publication that comes out yearly, but it's also kind of a brand. And what we've tried to do over the years is try to give people information that helps them plan their days and grow their lives. So as you mentioned, you know, we're a calendar, we're a book, we're entertaining, we're factual. It's really something you could pick up every single day and learn something new.
What should our ag producers use the Farmer's Almanac for when they get their copy?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Farmer's Almanac started way back in 1818 when everybody was farmers. Obviously, at the time, there wasn't a lot of technology or publications. So everybody really depended on the almanac for the weather, as well as even the time of sunrise and sunset, because they needed to know what time to get out there and start working out there. So as we've evolved, as well as the almanac, as well as farming industry, I do believe that we still have a big farming audience, but I would say that we're more a general publication, you know, people that want to have big farms, or the people that have like just a backyard farm or garden, I should say. So we have a Gardening by the Moon calendar that people look forward to. We have a frost calendar. So if you want to pay attention to when your average frost dates are, and obviously our long range weather forecast, we try to give people an idea of what may come the next four seasons ahead.
To hear my fun conversation with Sandy Duncan at the Farmer's Almanac, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at the Oklahoma crop progress. Winter wheat planted is now at 16%, which is about equal to a year ago. Corn maturing is now at 85%. Conditions rated 61% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. 56% has been harvested so far for corn. Sorghum coloring at 77%. Right now, sorghum rated 59% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. Cotton bolls opening now at 60%. The condition for cotton, 28% good to excellent, 48% fair, and 24% poor to very poor. Soybeans setting pods now at 83%, dropping leaves at 27%, and conditions 39% good to excellent, 38% fair, and 23% poor to very poor. Livestock conditions now 58% good to excellent, 25% fair, and 17% poor to very poor for Oklahoma. And then pasture and range right now at 33% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 34% poor to very poor. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services. Service is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.